It's time to step into the snake pit. And now, with something completely over the top, the host and star of the Snake Pit, Snake.
All right. So our buddy Julian, who used to work here, sent me a link to this, and it was quite eye-opening because I didn't think that this was available for public consumption. And for those of us of a certain age, we certainly remember something that was on TV when we were kids called the After School Special, the ABC After School Special.
I think sometimes they would screen these in health class, too.
Yeah, I think so. And these were all shows geared toward, they ran during the weekdays, and they were all geared toward kids.
After school, I mean.
Yeah. Well,
before you had put something in the pool.
Yeah, right.
You might watch one of these shows.
And it was basically geared towards these kids that may be facing issues, or maybe they know someone who's facing the issues of the day. They started in the early 70s, and one of the first ones that I remember was, my dad lives in a downtown hotel.
Does he have a secret family? What was that one about?
It's about a little boy who is shocked when his parents split up and dad moved to a downtown hotel.
Okay.
Yeah.
Introducing the idea of divorce.
Oh.
Right.
Why can't you guys work this out?
The next year, there was one called The Bridge of Adam Rush, in which a 12-year-old boy adjusts to a new way of life when his mother remarries and moves their whole family to the country. Hmm. So just issues that you may not think about that definitely were out there.
But
in
if
the
you're
world,
a kid and you see this in a TV program, you're like, oh,
it's normal.
It's not just me.
How about season 3? Me and Dad's New Wife.
Oh, no.
I think Ty's seen that one.
Or some offshoot of it.
Or how about the next season when my mom's too old to be having a baby?
I've seen that one.
That's so direct. Like, soften it up a little bit.
They all kind of are. And then the one that we are talking about. Now, the only reason we're doing this is because about 15 years ago, I was trying to make a point, a comedy point for those people of my generation, and this came out of my mouth.
Did you see that on a Scott Baio After School Special?
The ultimate bubble voice.
Yeah, the original bubble voice, wasn't it?
Yeah, I think so. And so,
what do you think you were eating there?
I don't think I was eating anything. I was in the middle of a story. Like, there's a longer version of that where I just go into bubble voice.
Just started swerving.
And I kept going.
You
could hear me here. If you want to play that short one again, I pause because I know something's wrong, but I keep going.
Did you see that on a Scott Baio After School Special?
I knew at some point that it wasn't going to happen. So, in 1980, season 5 or 6 of the ABC After School Special, the After School Special known as Schoolboy Father, when Rob Lowe played a high school kid that got somebody pregnant, that immediately was followed by Stoned. And Stoned is exactly what you think it would be. It stars Scott Baio, but it is about marijuana consumption in the late 70s and early 80s from a teenage perspective.
Wasn't there a companion piece, The Boy Who Drank Too Much?
Probably. Because I know that he was in multiple episodes of these ABC After School Specials. So I know I watched this. 1,000,000% I watched Stoned, and it absolutely scared the living crap out of me about smoking weed.
Because he thought he could fly and jump off a building or
that
something?
That was a different one. That was about LSD or angel dust.
But getting stoned led to cocaine, right?
It led to a lot of things.
And the dragon.
And essentially, the crux of it is that Scott Baio was a teenage boy, a sophomore in high school. His brother was a senior in high school. Scott Baio was a nerd, non-athletic. His brother was like a state champion swimmer. And Scott Baio got so baked that when his brother was on this routine, they used to go out on the lake and train for these championships. And Scott Baio would row a rowboat while his brother swam next to him. Well, Scott Baio was so baked, he smacked his brother in the head with an oar, and his brother drowned.
Wow. That's pretty baked.
But Scott Baio had the wherewithal to jump in and save his brother at the bottom of a lake, like a murky lake, while he's high. So it's like, well, I mean, what?
He's still a hero.
He almost killed him, but I mean, he did jump in the lake and save him. So I watched the entire thing. It's like 57 minutes long. It's on YouTube, and it has the original commercials, which, Ty, you would freaking love. It is all sugar, yes. like sugar smacks. Every cereal you could think of from the day is an advertisement, as is Bubblicious and Starburst.
Just,
I mean,
junk food of every variety.
But don't smoke weed, kids.
Right.
But eat all this.
Eat all the sugar.
Yeah.
We want you fat, not high.
Exactly. So this is the promo right before the show aired. Is this guy a little too happy?
Regularly scheduled programming will not be seen at this time, so that we may bring you an ABC after school special. Stoned.
We need that as a drop.
Well, that's
Stoned.
That's our new show open.
Is that? Yeah, it kind of is.
We're on after school.
We are literally the after school special every day.
The after school special of the ticket.
So Baio feels that Jack is his name in the show, and he feels like that he's second fiddle in his family. All right, they set this all up because they know that every family has a star kid,
yes,
that the dad loves, and a nerdy kid. And so the brother, they're at the breakfast table one morning, and the dad's going, you know what, son, when I almost made the Olympics, you know, you need to put in the extra 6 miles a day and blah, blah, blah. And the athlete's son's like, yes, dad, yes, sir, yes, sir. And Scott Baio's at the other end of the table, and he goes, but dad, I made a 93 on my Spanish test. And he kind of looks at him and goes, that's great. Anyway, son, so when you start training hard. And so he's kind of disenfranchised. He doesn't know his place. He doesn't have a lot of friends. His brother's really his only friend. And so he kind of gets brought into the crowd, that the ne'er-do-wells, the stoners, if you will.
Skateboard men.
So he starts smoking weed. All right. Or before he starts smoking weed, you learn who the stoners are. And this is the teacher in class that calls out the stoner kids.
One of those tres, cuatro, cinco said. I'm sorry, I didn't get much sleep last night.
En español?
Yo no sleepo last night.
¿Quieres ir a la enfermera?
No, I'm fine. I don't want to go to the nurse.
So this kid's baked in class.
Levántate.
Stand up.
Yeah, it'll be harder for you to fall asleep on your feet. Levántate. Oh, get up now.
Do I have to stand like this the entire period?
Look, Teddy, you don't want to stand. You don't want to stand, and you do us all a favor. Don't come to this class stoned.
Like, I mean, cuts to the chase.
Levántate.
And the term stoned is used so often in this, it's hilarious. Like, it's over and over and over.
Did no one say high back then?
I don't know, but stoned was definitely in the lexicon. So Scott Baio ends up befriending this kid and going over to his house one morning, and it's time to smoke out at like 7 a.m, and they are passing the joint back and forth. I gotta say, they nailed this for like the first timers, all right? This is their first time smoking.
How can I have not seen it?
Seen what?
Old man Eber.
Where?
It was just like that tree.
Okay, so he's looking out there after he smokes a joint, and he looks at a tree and says he looks like some guy named Old Man Ebert.
Seen what?
Old man Eber.
Where?
It was just like that tree. How can I have not seen that?
Because grass makes you see things clearer.
Grass makes you see things clearer, man.
Did you get it?
Yeah.
I thought I was supposed to clear things up.
Hear that song? Great song!
Okay, so he has this little transistor radio as he says, great song. Now, you're not going to be able to hear the lyrics at first, but you will at the end. It's a song called Stoned. specifically written for this episode.
If you think the time moves way too slow, wish you had a new place you could go. That's a time.
And the kid is dancing around.
That's the worst song ever.
Ever.
Ticket Stock.
I like what he's saying over there.
Stone. And they're dancing and singing and all that.
It's like a Family Guy cutaway in a musical.
100%. This whole episode is such a bit. So they smoke all this weed at 7 a.m.
Yeah.
Now it's time for school. They show Scott Baio trying to open his locker. No idea what the combination is. I mean, none. His friend walks in to the hallway, okay? And he sees he can't open it. Now listen to the laughter of his buddy.
I can't open it. What's the combination? If I knew it, I could open it.
Was I loud?
You screamed. Yeah. Mine. What do you got first?
What? What do I got?
You got your books. After class, I'll meet you right outside the locker room. Right?
Yeah.
Okay, I gotta go. I got a test.
I got a test. You're just dying laughing, walking down the hallway.
That's an incredible pot laugh.
Like, it's so
start
perfect.
Up again.
So then the teacher figures out that, you know what? Let's take a break and let's come back. Because I got to play you, the teacher finally figures out that Scott Baio is smoking pot, and he calls the whole class outside to give the ultimate teacher government warning on marijuana next.
The ticket!
Mm-hmm. All right, we are in the middle of reviewing the ABC After School Special Stoned, mainly because of the famous drop from yesteryear. Did you guys remember watching this at all? Or were you too young? Did your parents let you watch it?
Very familiar with the After School Special, but I would be shocked if I hit even 10% of them. It would be very sporadic. I don't know how many there ever were.
Dude, these things ran until the 90s.
Yeah, they did 25 seasons of these things.
Oh, my gosh. Like, yeah. How many episodes? How many actual After School Specials?
I think
specials?
They did, like, 5 or 6 a season. Mm-hmm.
Okay, there's a chance I've seen, like, 10 total.
Okay, yeah, so I didn't see Stoned. I did see The Boy Who Drank Too Much, which also starred Scott Baio.
Yeah, and then there was one starring Helen Hunt.
It was just a one-off movie.
Okay, that wasn't an after-school special.
Called Desperate Lives, and I tweeted you the clip of her jumping out the window.
Yeah, like, because she was doing LSD or PCP.
She hits the ground, she's like, get him off me, get him off me!
Dude, it was such propaganda for that time.
Yeah, and After School Special became, like, societal shorthand for, you know...
It did, it was like jumping the shark.
Lessons to learn in the After School Special.
Right.
Like, didn't you learn this in an After School Special? Didn't you see this?
Right. So... In this, if you missed last segment, Scott Baio is the star. He kind of disenfranchised. He doesn't have a lot of friends. His dad doesn't really like him because he's not an athlete. And like me and my kids, I just can't stand him. And then he decides to start smoking weed with the bad kids, or at least the sketchy kids. And he was a really good student until he started smoking pot, of course. And then he went from a straight-A student to all F's. I mean, there's really no middle ground, right? Yeah. You're always high, and you just know what that's going to get you. Smoking pot all day long. And So the teacher, who really likes this kid, realizes, and it's so funny, there's a moment where he falls asleep at his desk and the teacher walks over to wake him up. And Scott Baio kind of looks at him. He's like, what? What? And the teacher looks at him and kind of backs up because he's so taken aback that, oh my God, he's stoned too.
Yeah.
So he gets all the kids from his class out in the playground area to give them the lecture of why you shouldn't do this. And this is the defining moment that really wakes him up outside of almost killing his brother with a boat oar.
I want to talk to you about a plant. It has a Spanish name, and it's getting in the way of my teaching. It's called marijuana.
Right. Yeah. Marijuana.
So you hear the stone kids go, yeah!
This is going to be awesome.
When this guy finally gets it.
Marijuana.
Right. Marijuana.
There's that laugh.
Another new girl in school, Doug?
Yeah, it's very funny, Jack. Thanks. You know, you've been very funny lately. Yeah, when you're stoned, everything's hilarious, isn't it?
Well, how do you know how it is? Have you ever tried it?
Yeah.
You have?
Oh, boy.
Yeah, I smoke. But I quit.
Why?
Because grass made things seem better when they really weren't. A few years ago, I was feeling... My parents decided to split up. And
by the way, the guy's like 50. And my parents decided to split up and, you know.
My parents decided to split up. And it hit me very hard. And so I smoked, and temporarily my problems just disappeared.
Yeah, grass is great for that.
You know it, bruh.
They're all high-fiving as this guy's pouring their soul out. Yeah, grass is great for that.
Temporarily my problems just disappeared.
Yeah, grass is great for that.
Listen, I was just running away from my problems because when I came down, my parents were still getting divorced.
But you had fun in the meantime.
Nah, but it wasn't worth it. Look, I just read in this government survey where they think that grass could cause chromosome damage or sterility in males or birth defects in women.
I mean, a guy might not be able to have kids if he smokes a lot. That's a lot of bull. They're just trying to fool us.
Okay, beside chromosome damage or...
Okay, first off, I was just reading this government pamphlet.
Yeah, we haven't really vetted this thing, have we?
Just reading this casual government pamphlet on marijuana. Like, what's it going to say?
I believe what the government says.
Right. Like, it's so after school special that.
Hey, hand me some of those government pamphlets. I want to read too.
Yeah, yeah. And you hear the one kid that is with the stoner group that just kind of goes, you mean I may not be able to have kids?
Yeah, because he's thinking about having a family.
At 15! At 15! You think he's really concerned?
Have kids if he smokes a lot? That's a lot of bull. They're just trying to fool us.
Okay, beside chromosome damage or getting busted, which is bad enough, if every time you have a problem, you just get stoned, if you just avoid your problems instead of facing them, you're never going to know how to deal with them. You're never going to learn how to... You're never going to learn how to cope with them.
Yeah.
He's right.
I don't have a witty comeback for that one.
They're all sitting there staring at him now.
He's right, Dawson.
And then the girl that he was interested in throughout the entire episode realizes...
Is this marijuana?
She realizes, marijuana. She realizes that, oh my God, you've been high since the day we met.
You were high when we first met, weren't you?
When?
You know, that time outside the classroom.
Oh, yeah, I was gone.
And again, that time when you saw me dancing.
Yeah.
You just can't be you, can you, Jack?
What do you mean?
You know, I just realized something. I'm standing here talking to you, and I don't even know who you are.
Hey, I'm me.
Yeah, right, Super Jack, huh? Super Stone Jack. But tell me something. Who's the real Jack? Jack.
Yeah.
She's got him on the run now.
But then she walks away and you see the look in his eyes like, so I almost killed my brother and then I let the girl of my dreams get away.
It's time to get serious
it's
about
it. It's time to get high and forget all about it.
And he throws his joints.
There's only one
straight
thing to
down
do.
The trash.
Where's Mary?
Yeah.
There's only one solution to these problems.
I got to tell you, man.
You get higher.
This was awesome. Like, it was, maybe it's member berries. It is so hilariously funny that they made this back when we were kids. And I sat there and watched it, and I guarantee you, I was like, yeah, those dudes are going nowhere in life, any of them. It is called Stoned. It is the Scott Baio After Baio. School Special. Yes,
the
Baio.
What?
It'll never be available in edible form at Red Rocks.
Stoned.